gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
Things really suck, but you know what? If it wasn't for me, they would suck worse.
What are you talking about? What do you mean by that?
Robert Scott Bell.
No family making less than $250,000 a year will see any form of tax increase.
That's a lie. That's just an outright lie.
Why don't you tell the people the truth for a change?
Robert Scott Bell.
I don't know why people on the other side are so doggone stupid that they think that the federal government's going to produce jobs.
Stupid is, stupid does, sir.
I want to see that we guarantee that this generation is healthier.
You don't want to go to a natural path or a homeopath? No. That's not approved by the government.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Is there a doctor in the house?
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Doctor.
It's time for Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Rashid Batar.
I'm a doctor, not a bricklayer.
I'm a doctor, not a mechanic.
I'm a doctor, not a coal miner.
The doctor is in.
Great way to start the week. It is Dr. Rashid Batar, and he's back as he is every week here doing, what do we call this? Advanced Medicine Monday.
And you, Robert.
Doing advanced medicine while we still can and wearing no pink ribbons along the way.
None whatsoever.
Yeah. Do you have a rule in your house, no pink during the month of October? Or is that just me?
No, we don't have any kind of rule like that, but we do have, our office does not support that because we know what a false idol that is to pray to or to
yes.
pay homage to.
Yes.
It's one of those things that I think that more and more people are realizing it. I had a conversation actually today with a person from Canada. They're actually from Quebec, and there's this event that they do every year, and this event essentially is where the individual shaves their head. They've even got children participating with a shave their heads as a show of solidarity
mm-hmm.
among everybody to support patients that have leukemia. And this gentleman that I was talking to, it was really interesting. He said that he has talked with the person who puts on this event. She drives a $120,000 car. She lives in the lap of luxury, and she has told him that it's like 5% or 7% or something like that that actually goes towards any type of research for leukemia. And this is actually symptomatic of almost all the supposed nonprofit organizations. I think that you and I have discussed this before about the, I think it's the Red Cross. What is it, like 80% of what the Red Cross brings in is used for marketing and used for raising more funds and used for salaries and used for expenses, and only like 20% actually goes to the
That is problematic. Yeah, there are actually places that rate these so-called nonprofits for whether they actually spend more on administrative costs and fundraising than they do in their actual stated or claimed mission. I mean, that's why the Pink Ribbon campaign, like Komen and everything else from the Susan G. Komen group, called into question, because it's just become a huge marketing campaign everywhere, and the promotion of awareness. Do we really need more awareness? Because what their definition of awareness is more mammograms, ionizing radiation that actually causes the dang, cancers.
Exactly. You don't actually want awareness towards that. You want awareness towards the truth, and there is nothing that is promoting the truth. It's all trying to build the fear-mongering and,
mm-hmm.
like you said, the mammograms, the conventional components. In fact, if you look at the awareness aspect, let's look at awareness. Mammograms versus doing a breast self-exam has been already shown conclusively in multiple studies that have undergone the Cochrane review process and have found that there's absolutely no increase in lifespan. There's no decrease in mortality by doing mammograms.
In fact, quite the opposite from my reading of this is that they've basically linked directly now the increased incidence of breast cancer to these recurrent or regular annual mammograms.
Well, that's true, Robert, but in the conventional literature, that has not been, they haven't admitted that. There was a Chinese study that looked at 32,000 women, and this, I think, came out in 2008 or something, 2007, and they found that if a woman does breast self-exams, on a regular basis, there was no difference and no earlier detection of cancer compared to mammograms. Absolutely none. But you're right. The difference with doing a breast self-exam versus doing a mammogram is, one, in mammograms, you're increasing trauma to the breast. You're compressing it. You're irradiating it. And there's an inflammatory cascade that you're initiating, which we all know the cancer is an inflammatory process. Whereas in breast self-exams, there's no pain, there's no compression, there's no trauma, there's no inflammation cascade that's being initiated. So it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out that why would I want to expose myself to more pain and inflammation and trauma to my breast, which has all been shown to contribute to the onset of cancer.
Well, if your unstated goal, the kind of secret conspiratorial goal, was to keep the cancer gravy train, treatment gravy train going, you've got a good setup here. And Big Pharma is certainly known for setting up foundations that actually facilitate the ongoing investigation of never finding a cure.
You're absolutely right. This is the perfect mechanism and vehicle to promote the agenda that they've got, which is feed the machine, feed the system to create more victims. And it's not that we ignore it, we don't participate, we vehemently go the opposite way, because
right.
There's none of this. If I want to do something to help people understand the truth about cancer, I'm just going to give them a copy for a cancer DVD or something. I'm not going to go contribute to the Susan Komen Foundation or do Pink Ribbon. I mean, it's just nonsense. It's
yeah,
just,
if,
it's
if you're really interested in awareness of disease, really what we want to know is, why does it occur, and should it occur, what can we do to undo it without killing the patient? I mean, that's all too reasonable. And so I imagine it's got to be strange when people go into doctor's offices, and maybe they're going to yours for the first time, Dr. Bittar, and they say, well, where are all your pink ribbons? Where's all the cancer awareness, breast cancer awareness stuff? It's October. What's going on here?
Believe it or not, Robert, it's a little bit different in my office.
Yeah.
Because the patients they're already very well aware. It's amazing how well aware my patients are, how much ahead of the curve that they really are.
So they're not coming in expecting the pink ribbons and surprised that they're not there. They're already geared up by the time they come to see you.
No, they come in with that ridiculous look on their face, like, my God, I cannot believe these idiots are out there trying to support this crap when, you know, they really need to know the truth about it.
Right. Well, and the thing is, when we say that, and I use sometimes what sounds like some inflammatory language because I get upset with folks. It's really not the folks that are duped we're as upset with as those that are doing the duping, because there's certainly a lot of family members and friends of those who have been impacted by breast cancer that they appeal to the emotions and say, well, I want to do something for my mom or my aunt or my sister. And it's like, that's fine. We understand the motivation. But I would ask that you take a step back and look a little deeper into these, pharmaceutical realities or fantasies, as opposed to what we know is true, and where I recommend, once again, the 9 steps to keep the doctor away as a great base source book to kind of see where we've gone wrong.
Well, Robert, as always, I appreciate the plug for the book. But the real essence, as you just stated, is knowing what the truth is and empowering the individual so they know what is the causation factor, not being aware of it. I mean, you'd have to be practical. You would have to be, not practical, but you would have to be dead to not be aware of the impact of cancer on the planet. Everybody knows about cancer. So what is there to be more aware of? What people should be aware of is their options. What people should be aware of is what is actually causing this cascade. Not to go out there and wear a ribbon or do whatever they do and go for a walk and then think that it's raising more money for research. For God's sake, at what point are we going to realize that all the research, the NIH and the American Cancer Society, I mean, they are the two of the largest nonprofit organizations that post the largest revenues every year, like something in the, what is it, $80 million or $800 million in profits for a nonprofit that they post?
Closing in on $1 billion, I think. And, of course, the American Cancer Society, I've talked about them, established based on this idea of matching grants. The uber-wealthy, the Rockefellers of the world said, you know what, we could get the dumb folks out there, that's the way they look at all of us, the peons that don't know what we know. We can get them to contribute every year to these, you know, fundraising goals for research, by basically saying we're going to match them. Now, did they ever need the people to fund it? No, they had plenty of money. But the reality is they needed some rubes to kind of participate and facilitate the growth of this awareness campaign that was never about the cure.
Absolutely. It's never been about the cure. They promote it as if they're funding the research so that they can come up with a cure.
Mm-hmm.
But what, you're going to fund a new form of poison to try to kill something when it's not even the problem? The entire effort behind the National Cancer Institute and the American Cancer Society is to go out and kill the messenger.
Yeah.
They're trying to kill the flashing light on the dashboard. They're trying to kill the signal that's telling you something's wrong. And as you know, you can kill all the messengers you want. It's never going to contribute to a solution ever.
No, and also with the NIH, of course, this is where you get taxpayer funding for all of these this research, and they'll send out money to other institutions, and they'll do some in-house. But we found over the years that the NIH is not really willing to investigate genuine natural detoxification methods for cancer and things like that. And, of course, that sets the stage to understand that this game is rigged against the people who actually know how to prevent it and know how to reverse it.
Absolutely, because that's the reason that they come against those people so vehemently, because they're a threat to the machine that's been created to generate these large revenues on an annual basis. I mean, cancer is probably one of the biggest industries on the planet right now. And anybody who comes in the way of stopping the flow of this machine that's creating billions and billions and billions of dollars, they are going to be annihilated.
Yeah, well, they definitely do a good job of ridiculing, marginalizing, sometimes removing licenses from those who have stepped out of line here. And, you know, more recently, some folks will say, you and Dr. Batar are too hard on liberals, on the left, on the Democrats. It's like, no, we're equally hard on the Republicans, particularly on this front, because, you know, they're playing politics with the NIH when they claimed that, well, because of the shutdown, Obama's not going to allow children into cancer trials for experimental drugs and treatments at the NIH. And we're going, see, the Republicans are as stupid as the Democrats on this issue.
Well, I think it's important to point out that, and I know you agree with me on this, Robert, maybe not on the air, but I will say it anyway. It's important for people to realize this entire difference, this margin that's been created, this border on one side, the Republicans, and on the other side, the Democrats.
Yeah.
For those that really want to know the truth, it is nothing more than a distraction. It's an illusion created to make everything fuzzy and to get people involved in rhetoric that is absolutely inconsequential. You get two people arguing with each other about something that's totally irrelevant, and the person that creates that argument, they achieve their agenda, which is to cause distraction so that they can do whatever they want to do.
Yeah, whatever nefarious agenda. Listen, we're going to talk about those nefarious agendas here on Advanced Medicine Monday, of course, with Dr. Rajan Batar. Always great to be with you. Check it all out. If you miss a show, medicalrewind.com, making it easy for you to plug into this advanced medicine. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237. Extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Great news, Pure Water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Advanced Medicine Monday continues here with Dr. Rashid Bittar. Once again, medicalrewind.com. Those of you who listen around the world, people do come from all over the planet to see Dr. Bittar over near in the Charlotte, North Carolina area, and that we have that linked up, Dr. Bittar, D-R-B-U-T-T-A-R. com. You can check it out, as well as all the Know Your Options videos and things. There's some sensational information if you're a new listener to our weekly get-togethers here to kick off the week. There's so much more, as I said, in your book, Dr. Bittar. Of course, when we go out and do advanced medicine seminars, we'll keep you up to date on that. You have another one coming up in December in Vancouver. We've got a lot of listeners up there. As soon as we get confirmation on that, we want to let them know as well.
Absolutely. Actually, we have confirmation. It'll be December the 14th. And there will be actually the main event the whole day will be for anybody, and then there'll be a special 3-hour session from 7 till 10 for providers, for healthcare providers.
Nice. So, you know, we've got to discuss the Obamacare. I know we've hit a little bit on the pink ribbon campaign and that what a sham and scam that is. But what a sham and scam, unfortunately, Obamacare is. Now, the irony here is if we go back and validate what you said about the distraction that is the Democrats say this, Republicans say that, you go back in time and you can actually see that it was the Republican idea to do. It wasn't called Obamacare then, but it was kind of the counteract to Hillary Care. They didn't want socialized medicine. So they came up with this sort of fascist corporatist takeover concept. And so now it's being played out as if it was the Democrats that came up with it. So we step back and we go, listen, they're all wrong. What we need is health freedom. What we need is the freedom of doctors to know what they're doing, to actually act on the knowledge that is real and not corrupted by pharmaceutical pseudoscience, and whether they're doctors or non-doctors, to all work together for the common goal.
Robert, let me take that a step further. What we need is freedom to do what has created this country and made this country the great country that it is, and not start doing things that are taking away from that. Mm-hmm. In other words, it's not just freedom in healthcare, it's freedom in everything, in every aspect of business. I mean, to take away capitalism, to give people and reward apathy, and to reward people to sit back. I mean, in some cases, even when people want to go out there and do something constructive,
right,
they are actually penalized. They will make more. And I've met people like that. They've told me, I want to go out there and work, but if I work, I'm actually going to make less money.
Right.
I make more money sitting on my rear end.
Yeah.
They are rewarding apathy.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, it's interesting. One another irony of the shutdown that is a very positive thing is that the FDA seemingly now can't attack, you know, the small purveyors of natural products and supplements. They're going to cry that people are going to start dying. I mean, they're going to start living, in fact, because you're not going to be raiding people that are actually providing good quality health and healing products.
Yeah, and I've actually said that, you know, this is a great thing. The shutdown of the government, they were using that as a threat. I'm thinking, hey, that's a time to celebrate. I mean, isn't that when the forefathers said, you know, to reduce government, to minimize government? Well, at the shutdown, isn't that a good thing? Isn't that what we want?
Well, exactly. And it's similar to a shutdown of a hospital, you know, when we've covered these issues, and even in peer-reviewed journals, death rates just plummet, and then the hospitals go back to work. We're going to see that with government as well.
Exactly. Death rate actually increased exponentially when the doctors came back from work.
Mm-hmm. So doctors and government, by all means, go on strike. We'll be a lot healthier for it.
I like that, Robert. Maybe that should be our slogan. Maybe we should have a, I don't know, they say this is the pink campaign. Maybe we should make it the green campaign or make I don't know, whatever campaign, pink.
Well, God, make the shutdown permanent.
Yeah.
You know, the thing is, though, I've seen statistics to say that 87% of the government is still running. It's like, well, can't they figure out that we're doing just fine with 87% of the 100 that was happening just a few days ago and figure out, well, it's not so bad. But then,
any better. Yeah. So maybe if they cut it down a little bit more, it'll get even better.
Ron Paul was right. So
Ron Paul's always been right. Absolutely. I mean, you know, I wish there was some integrity in the political system right now where, if it really was up to the popular vote, Ron Paul would be the president. We all know that. We know that nobody else could gather the votes like he did, and he was pulling in people from all age groups, from both the right and the left. It didn't matter. People that really wanted improved society and wanted a better future for the children, they all supported Ron Paul. And yet, when you start having this situation where you need a identification to buy cough syrup, but you don't need identification to vote.
Yeah, I know, it's bizarre. And I've had friends that were neocons and also friends that were hardcore liberals that were Obama supporters are scratching their heads, and that they've come to me quietly behind the scenes and said, you know, maybe we should have given Ron Paul a try. So, you know, better late than never, but now, you know, Ron Paul's retired. Now what else are you going to do? Is, you know, my friend Michael Bednarik yesterday on the program, we got to take a quick break here. He said, you can't fix the government. Stop trying to fix the government. You can't fix stupid. So we'll get to that and more, but give you some healing after the break. There's a guy with an eye disease. We need to follow up with him as well. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For 15 years, medical labs have identified and studied redox signaling molecules. Produced within every cell, these molecules are the key to unlock cell repair and replacement. We all produce these amazing molecules, but from puberty on, less and less. But a breakthrough has been made. The world's only redox signaling molecule stabilized outside the body. ASEA is both natural and native to the body, rebuilding your supply of these amazing molecules. The benefits clinically proven. An unprecedented 500% increase in the activity and effectiveness of your own antioxidants. For athletes, a proven 10% performance boost. Yes, even proven by double-blind placebo-controlled trials. And there's more to tell you. Lots more. So go to www.rdxnatural.com. That is www.rdxnatural.com. Let us guide you to the science, support, and the money-back guaranteed first month's trial. rdxnatural.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LeCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LeCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LeCig a long time ago. LeCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LeCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Now, Dr. Bittar, I've upset some of my friends that are considered on the liberal left in the modern day definition when I said, or when I repeated, let's say, the quote that Michael Bednarik made yesterday, that you can't fix the government, you can't fix stupid. Because, you know, some of these folks are still under the impression that government is a force, benevolent force for good. And we're not here to say that it's never done anything good. That's not, we're not taking that position. But the founding fathers knew that the place to put government was in a very strict constitutional cage to minimize the damage it could do. Because the good thing, legitimate thing, would be to defend, for instance, the nation, the borders, and to provide for the enforcement of contracts, so people wouldn't be violating contracts, being able to lie, deceive, and that kind of thing. So
yeah, but Robert, hold on for a second. That's all the function of, at least the latter portions you talked about, that's a function of state government. The federal government doesn't do that.
Very good point, too. That, you know, there was no there wasn't a necessity for a federal government to come and enforce contracts. You're right. That was done on a state level. So we have all of this movement, and I think, as I said, the awareness now coming back and going, How do we deal with this if we can't fix it? For those that still think they can fix it, go ahead and try and knock yourself out, but you're going to need a lot of drugs just to get you through the disappointment. Well, what we're talking about here are functional, practical, just like we opened today talking about the Pink Ribbon campaign. It's not that we're, you know, we stand against awareness for cancer. We just argue you don't really need more awareness for cancer. What you need is awareness for the natural ways to prevent it and reverse it, that are not even, in many cases, or in most cases, approved by the very government that would suppress knowledge of it.
Yeah, but I don't even care whether it's natural or not natural. I mean, none of that.
My
thing is a little bit different. I just want people to understand that cancer is not the problem. It's the symptom. And if you are going after the symptom, no matter what you do, you will never fix it. Let's not talk about treatments. Let's not talk about philosophy. Let's not talk about, you know, natural, unnatural. Forget about all of that. Awareness, you know, cure. Just understand what it is first. I mean, we talk about the power to heal. Well, that power to heal comes from the knowledge that you acquire. And as soon as you become aware, well, as soon as you've been empowered by the knowledge, the one component that invariably will occur is that you no longer, by definition, will be a victim, because you are now aware of the truth. You understand what's going on. No matter what somebody says, they can say, hey, the sky is green, the sky is purple, the sky is pink with green polka dots. It doesn't matter. You know what the truth is. You know the sky is blue. And you know that at nighttime it's going to look dark, and when the sun's out it's going to be light blue. You know that. You understand how refraction works and the light works, et cetera, et cetera. Nobody can pull the wind or the wool over your eyes.
Yes.
The point here is that this is an entire agenda designed to subvert the truth.
Yeah, exactly. You said it so well. And that's whole aware. Anytime they're using these big money fundraisers, say, we're for awareness, the reality is they're for the opposite, very much like government. Like the Patriot Act was completely unpatriotic. The Affordable Care
Act
is not. It's not affordable. There's no care. And we're working for awareness.
Evidence-based medicine. It has nothing to do with based on evidence.
Yeah, exactly. So we learned that we do live in a very Orwellian world here of 1984 and beyond, here in 2013, heading to 2014. So awareness, that when we use the word awareness, we actually know the definition or are using it appropriately. When they do it, it's to pull the wool over your eyes.
Exactly. Hmm. Exactly.
So we don't want to be victimized. We had a letter come into the show a few weeks back, maybe even a month or more, that we answered actually on the air. And it's funny. I think the guy tried a lot of the things we said, but at the same time, we discussed the fact that you had benefit. Patients that were coming in for a lot of other things also might have had certain, like, eye macular degeneration, maybe even glaucoma or cataracts, and that when they were doing the chelation, we've talked about the reason for doing it, for heavy metals and other things, that they actually had improvement in the eyes. And I'm thinking, we might come to that point with this guy who's saying, if nothing's working. I said, have you done that? No, I haven't done that yet.
And this is from macular degeneration, Robert?
I believe it might be related to a cataract surgery potential, but I know we also did one on a macular degeneration issue, which might even be more appropriate.
Yeah, macular degeneration. I mean, again, this is an interesting point from a philosophical standpoint, at least. It's interesting to discuss this type of scenario when people say, I've done everything and nothing's working. And then the first thing you said, they haven't done. So they haven't done everything. There are many things that can be done. And one of the components, as we discussed before with macular degeneration, one of the most important components with macular degeneration, which is a leading cause of blindness right now, I believe it's a leading cause of blindness, not just in the United States, but actually in the industrialized world, is that therapy, is chelation. And they really need to do that, because it makes a tremendous difference. Cataracts, there is a solution out there for cataracts that I have been made aware of. I have not tried it myself in any of my patients. It has apparently worked based upon a number of other doctors I've discussed this with, and they have reported some very good results.
Mm-hmm.
But I personally have not experienced it with patients myself. But, you know, cataracts is a little bit different situation. But certainly for macular degeneration, find a doctor that has EDTA chelation and get treatments, and you will see a difference.
Yeah, no, there's no doubt there are heavy metals associated. Mercury playing its role in all kinds of degenerative processes within the body, including in certain body types. It'll tend to be in that area, you know, having an ocular impact. Now, this guy was using bilberry, lutein, different medicated drops, homeopathy. It's not that any of that is wrong. But if there's some stuff situated in there, and I'll just say that in a non-scientific way, stuff that you don't want there, you want to get out, sometimes it takes that aggressive, let's say, intervention to remove it. You know, and there's a lot of extreme environmental exposures that have never before been recorded in history happening to so many today.
Yeah, and that's very important, Robert. I'm so glad you brought that up, because many of these things that you mentioned, you know, the bilberry, the lutein, all these various components, they are designed to enhance the pathways and to support the structure. They are not designed to remove the garbage that is supposed to not exist in that particular area of the system. So, you know, you look at everything. Whenever you're talking about disease, whenever you're talking about pathology, whenever you're talking about dysfunction, pain, whatever you're talking about, something that requires a result that would change the outcome, meaning that if you're dealing with something that is creating an issue for you, whether it's discomfort, whether it's, you know, whatever it may be, pain comes to first mind, but of course, pain's not the only thing. There's many other components. Function is a very big thing. Always look at it from two perspectives. You've got one, the nutritional support aspect. So maybe you're lacking something and you need something extra or you need something to enhance the pathway, whatever that may be. I call that or categorize that under the nutritional umbrella.
Right.
And then the other is detoxification. What shouldn't be there? What needs to be removed? What is there that shouldn't be there and needs to be removed? That's what you need to think about. Those two areas. What do you need to support the system and enhance it? And what do you need to get out of the way, get out of the system so that the body can continue to function the way it was designed to function? If you approach everything that way, and you always address both components, you will not fail. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, most of the components that are out there in healthcare, most of the things in natural healthcare, they're all designed to help supplement, enhance. You know, it's a vitamin, it's an antioxidant, it's a homeopathic, it's whatever it is. Now, actually, homeopathic is probably an exception because there are homeopathics that can help to detoxify, right?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, I wanted to bring that up because here's a case in point where if you deal with the terrain, you understand the environment in which somebody lives, and you can apply things appropriately. Like, for instance, we had a physician I worked with many years ago. You know, her daughter came to see you, in fact, years later, but she was a physician, a gifted medical doctor in Nigeria, Lagos. And she was dealing with a lot of eye diseases, cataracts, glaucoma, and the like. And I work with her. We sent her homeopathic medicine specific for the eye, but we also did this and said, you must use a homeopathic detoxifier drainer type formula, because unless you facilitate that removal of some of the offending elements, it's not enough to just address the symptoms and work to heal them. That's fine, but it's not enough. And they weren't dealing with the extreme exposure of thousands and thousands of chemical additives, preservatives, colorings, flavoring, because they had more of a native diet. Yes, they had certain exposures, but it was manageable without having to resort to intravenous chelation. But here in the United States, in the West, in this advanced country and culture, we have polluted ourselves beyond any other culture in recorded history, to the point where we, in many cases, need that aggressive, let's get in there and reach in there deeply and pull this stuff out so that we can facilitate the healing that all of those natural things can do.
Exactly, and it's also important to remember that the way people have become so toxic is not natural.
Correct.
So you cannot use natural means to negate an unnatural component. And, you know, yes, natural things work great when you haven't been injected with DNA adducts and proteins from different sources and known neurotoxic substances and carcinogenic substances.
Yes.
You understand what I'm saying?
Exactly. That's the point, and I wanted to drive it home. And we have visited this subject together over the last few years, is that, just like the IV chelation, when I say, well, we want natural heal, but you're like, well, it's not technically natural. We use synthetic analogs or synthetic amino acids, but they go in there and take an unnatural situation and remove it so that we facilitate all the things that we want to encourage people to have to do and they'll need to do that we wouldn't normally have to resort to.
You're absolutely right, Robert, and this is one of the things that I think is very instrumental if one can really understand that concept, that yes, to live naturally is fantastic, and that's what we should do. We should refrain from putting into things into our body that are not natural. That makes sense. But if there are unnatural things that have been introduced into our system, especially if they've been introduced parenterally, then and by the way, parenterally meaning by non-oral, so if it's intravenous or injectable or something else, somehow it's gotten into our system. Radiation is a good example. If we have been exposed to some of these things, we cannot rely upon natural means of removing it because the natural is not sufficient. Perfect example, cilantro. So many people talk about using cilantro as a natural chelator. Is cilantro a natural chelator? It absolutely is. However, here's the problem. It naturally concentrates mercury in nature. It's naturally doing that. So when you go out and you get cilantro and you start taking it, thinking that you're actually helping yourself, you're actually taking in more mercury, because I have not yet seen a commercially available cilantro when tested that showed that it already didn't have a higher concentration of mercury. Unless the cilantro is grown in a petri dish or in a lab that's completely got no mercury in the environment that it can pull from, you will end up having taken something that naturally concentrates that mercury. Now, I love cilantro. I use cilantro every opportunity I can, but I'm not using it for the health benefit. I'll actually chelate myself after using cilantro because I know I've just probably ingested more mercury. So you cannot go in there and use something natural thinking, because it's nothing more than a false sense of security when you start doing things like this.
Well, all those kids out there are not going to go, "See, Mom, I told you I didn't like cilantro, and now Dr. Pitar says I don't have to eat it."
Cilantro's good, though. It tastes
I know. I love cilantro, too. So, you know, it's a love-hate relationship with cilantro. It's like not many people are middle of the road on it. They're like, I either love it or it just tastes awful. I don't know. Anyway, we'll be right back. We're going to wrap up Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Pitar after this.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our TruCool process, you now have a choice with One World Whey.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
There is a single botanical that contains all the vitamins, minerals, amino and omega fatty acids necessary for optimal health. Moringa oleifera, a tree conveyed from the mind of God to the hands of man, recognized by the National Institutes of Health as the Botanical of the Year for 2007, praised again in 2011 and 2012, valued worldwide for its ability to treat over 300 diseases. One major reason that disease is so pervasive is that we aren't getting proper nutrition from our food. Moringa provides nutrient values that simply do not exist in the food chain. But not all Moringa products are created equal. Zegia's Moringa products are pristine, shade-dried, bioavailable, organic, and not genetically modified. To obtain optimal health through superfood nutrition while working personally with Ty Bollinger and his team of research scientists and medical doctors, visit MoringaMagicTeam.com or call Ty at 281-509-9799, 281-509-9799.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window,
and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Turn your food waste into fertilizer. That's right. Turn your food waste into fertilizer with the Bokashi Kits from Terraganics.com. Stop breaking your back turning those big piles of food waste and stop attracting a bunch of unwanted pests and flies. Recycle your leftover vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, bread, pizza crusts, and more with no foul smells, heavy lifting, or turning. It's easy. Finally, a way to recycle all of your food waste safely and effectively. Bokashi Kits turn food waste into fertilizer in as fast as 2 weeks, so it takes less time to create nutrient-rich humus for your garden or crops. No turning and no obnoxious odors. Recycle all your food wastes. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. See the Bokashi system and order your Bokashi Kit online at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, wrapping up another Advanced Medicine Monday here with Dr. Rashid Bittar. Remember, medicalrewind.com for all of the, what do we call them, archives, the easy access archives. And, of course, we've linked them all up and more than we can ever get to within the show notes. There's so many hot links to check out for Dr. Bittar. Check it out and take your time. Read it up. See the videos. Get the things you need, including the 9 steps to keep the doctor away. And, of course, Dr. Bittar, you're out and about occasionally. Now that you're going to Canada, I should say, you're oot in a boot, as they say up there. But you'll be going to Atlanta, November 8th. What's the event? It's for healthcare providers, right?
Yes, it's a healthcare provider conference in Atlanta on November the 8th, and then I have to kind of hit that and then take off right away because on the following day I'm going to be lecturing in Dallas, and that's also a healthcare provider, to be politically correct.
Okay.
Not doctor, but
right.
healthcare provider.
Right. And the Atlanta one is with Jim Hover. Excellent. So check that out. We'll let you know more about it as it gets up, but we're pretty close to it. Now, there's a story out here on healthfinder.gov, and we often tease them and call them healthfinder.gov because they all often show things that are so obvious. But this one may or may not be. This one says, ICU gloves and gowns might reduce MRSA infection, according to a study. Now, is this really news, or am I reading this wrong?
I have no idea what the purpose of that study is. If they're trying to say that by wearing the gloves, if somebody has MRSA and you wear gloves and gowns, that you'll prevent it from spreading. I mean, what are they studying?
Well, the bottom line to me is this is borderline moment of duh, because it's like if you go into an intensive care unit, that's ICU, for those of you listening in Washington, D.C. that don't know that, you have this ability to spread germs. That's where they call hospital-acquired infections, nosocomial. Then we've got methicillin-resistant Staph aureus. We've got vancomycin-resistant Enterococcus. I mean, there's some nasty stuff. But out in the general population, if you're generally healthy, you don't see that kind of manifestation. But among patients that I would say are immunocompromised, might be a good idea not to cough and sneeze and gag and wheeze on them.
Right, so I would like to have you answer for me. What did you mean by it's borderline moment of duh?
Okay. I was trying to be nice to the people that are coming out with these studies.
That's not even being nice. That's almost like now you're becoming like one of those people that is making excuses and saying, hey, just sit on your rear end and don't do anything.
I didn't want to trash.
You've been too politically correct. What the hell? You got a fever? I should have your wife check if you got a fever or something.
I was being nice to the University of Maryland School of Medicine. What do you want? I have a weak moment, Dr. Bittar, just a weak moment.
Well, honestly, Robert, you know, this does bring up a good point, and the good point is that not to say that your point wasn't good. I know you've been trying to be, desperately trying to be politically correct, which
yes.
which must mean that you're either getting old or you're getting tired or you're you know getting sleepy or something, because that's not you. But if we want to bring up a good point here, Robert,
yes.
I think it is an opportunity to reiterate that it is about the terrain. And if your terrain is well-balanced, if your system is healthy and good, you will be resistant to many of these things. A person that becomes susceptible to the methyl-resistant Staph aureus or the vancomycin-resistant or any of these other mm-hmm. nosocomial-type infections, if you are going to become vulnerable to them, it's only because your system has been compromised. Cancer is a perfect example. You cannot get cancer if you have an intact immune system. If your immune system has been compromised, then and only then can you get cancer. So when somebody comes in and says, I have cancer, mm-hmm. and then you talk to them about the immune system and they say, oh, my immune system is fine, it's impossible. I've actually had patients tell me that they've gone back to their oncologist and they've talked to their oncologist about the tests that they've done, had done in our lymphocyte subpopulation, looking at their immune system, apoptosis, cell cycle analysis, etc. And the oncologist has said, well, what's the relevance of your immune system? I mean, this is what an oncologist has said. What is the relevance of your immune system? So here's a wake-up call for every human being. If you live on this planet, and if you are of the Homo sapien
variety,
then, or actually any biological system for that matter on this planet variety,
yes.
that your immune system, if it is intact, you cannot get cancer. And if you have cancer, by definition, your immune system is damaged. If you think that because you have never been sick a day in your life, that's a good thing, wake up. That is a bad sign, because that means your immune system is not reactionary.
Nicely said.
It's a natural thing for you to get a little raspy throat or, you know, itchy throat or get a cold here and there. That's natural. That means your immune system is working. But if you say, oh, I never get... Robert, do you have any idea, and I'm sure you've seen this yourself, how many people come in that have cancer, and the first thing they say is, I don't understand this. I've never been sick a day in my life.
You said it. Listen, we've got to revisit this topic next week, because I love talking about this one, because it's kind of, it's biologically correct, but it's politically incorrect for those who say that. But we'll cover that. We're out of time here. Check it out online. Remember, if you miss a show, medicalrewind.com. And in the meantime, remember this, the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Trinity School of Natural Health is a non-profit, non-denominational Christian educational institution. Trinity School of Natural Health has been offering quality natural health programs since 1990. The courses focus on the integration of the mind, body, and spirit so that students can create a lifestyle harmonious with the Creator and His divine plan. Trinity School of Natural Health's educational programs offer degrees in non-traditional designations such as Doctor of Naturopathy, Master Herbalist, Master Iridologist, Certificate of Nutritional Counseling, Certified Health Specialist, and Associate Degree in Biblical Studies. Trinity School is accredited and recognized by the American Naturopathic Medical Accreditation Board in Las Vegas, Nevada. The coursework is completed at your own pace in the convenience of your own home. No traveling required. A complete outline of the programs offered can be viewed online by visiting www.trinityschool.org. Enrollments can also be completed online, and an affordable monthly payment plan is available for each program. Contact Trinity School of Natural Health by calling 1-800-428-0408.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we, the people, can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.